The Flanagan Cornell Woodland football team last year didn't score a point until its sixth game of the season when it scored again 8 against Minunk. It went scoreless the rest of the year after barely having enough students to finish the year due to injuries and players quitting. This year, the school will play in Illinois' fledgling 8-man classification football after decades as a traditional 11-man squad. Illinois High School Association Executive Director Craig Anderson says 8-man football in Illinois got its start 2 years ago. He tells GLT's John Norton most schools choose this route for the same reason Flanagan Cornell Woodland did. Numbers.
And we haven't, as an association, established some here, some hardline numbers. If you only have, you know, less than 20 freshmen to senior out for football, that's when you should start looking at 8-man as opposed to 11-man football. In general, I would say, you know, schools that are, you know, freshman to senior falling under that 20 number of kids interested, that it may be a time to consider that option.
Is this somewhat more of a medium-term issue that school districts should be looking at as opposed to, oh, we only have X amount of kids out this fall and it's June, maybe we should do 8-man?
No, yeah, it's a tough thing to do. And with scheduling of football in particular, how difficult that is, it's something that they have to plan for. And, you know, whether they're doing interest surveys of students in anticipation of whether they're going to have the numbers needed to maintain an 11-man football team. But I think it's not something that in June, in my opinion, that you can all of a sudden say, oh, our numbers aren't where we wanted them to be, and so we're going to jump into 8-man football. I mean, they could try that, but I think it's going to be difficult for them to even find teams that will be interested in a schedule. And now they're dropping out of likely an 11-man football conference or schedule that they may have maintained, that now it puts a burden on their opponents, right, that were scheduled to now find an opponent, or now they have a bye in their schedule, and that's difficult.
So it is more of a medium term?
Yeah, I would say medium term, and you know, monitoring interests within their schools and anticipating what the future numbers might look like for their teams in football.
Flanagan Cornell is one local school, at least in our area, that has decided to move in that direction. But it sounds like one of the issues is that the schools are fairly widespread across the state, and there's not a conference per se, at least yet. How do you plan on addressing that, and how much of an issue is that for these school districts to overcome?
Well, it's definitely a concern, you know, the interest being limited number of schools and, of course, being all across the state. The first set of schools kind of came from, I'm going to say, the north section of our state, northwest, and a little bit to the east. But then we had some from the Champaign area, and now, as you mentioned, Flanagan, Cornell. So it's starting to expand where travel isn't quite as far, but in addition to that, you know, our 11-man football teams are having trouble finding opponents. And so their non-conference schedule, or some even that aren't able to land in a conference, have found extreme travel.
Have school districts found that money-wise it's a wash going to 8-man football? Is there a financial burden difference going from 11 to 8-man football, not just traveling, but anything else that might be associated with that?
It's so early in its stages, I guess, at this point, that we haven't heard back from the membership that the move that they made has been a financial burden. You know, the ability to have football and to have all the tradition that goes along with having a football team in your community, there's a lot of benefits to that. You maintain homecoming, you maintain, you know, all the things that happen within a school in the start of the school year in the fall, I think are important to schools. And as a result, you know, if they're taking on a little additional financial burden for maintaining football, even though it's 8-man football, I think they're finding the benefits of that for the camaraderie within their school and to have that sport continue to be provided.
Okay. Yeah. I'm thinking from a talented player point of view, moving from 11 to 8-man football, is there a concern from some parents or the athlete themselves in that they're not playing the game that they maybe can move on to the college level and play? Or is that not that big a concern?
You know, I don't think it's that big of a concern because the same skill set is necessary. You're still able to demonstrate your skills. You know, it's blocking and tackling and, you know, the skills that are involved in that, along with the skill level to run and maneuver and pass and run. And so the concepts are very much the same. And so I don't think there's any concern, or at least we haven't heard any from athletes or families that, you know, that want to play at the next level saying, oh, you know, our school moved to 8-man and now I'm missing opportunities.
Illinois High School Association Executive Director Craig Anderson speaking with GLT's John Norton about the increased interest among Illinois small school districts to move from 11-man to 8-man football. The rules for 8-man are very similar to 11-man, and the field is narrower, 10 yards narrower. The Flanagan-Cornell-Woodland team this year will be one of 17 schools in the state playing 8-man football.